you know, and that's okay. I mean, that's why they're good. You know, they're thinking offense a little bit maybe. And I know he made a real good play there, and it's good for our power play. I thought our power plays really come on the last 3 weeks, and that's a good thing. So now we have to shore up that penalty kill. But having said that, big goal. We have not played well in the first period. We get a power play chance, and we even the score. And you know, I felt if we could get to the second period and just get regrouped, we'd be fine.
And you were talking about Copley here. A couple of Copley saves earlier on in that first period.
Peterson decided not to shoot, sends it back down along the wall, and they come out from the corner, controlling from the point shot, tipped it from safe rebound. Another stop by Copley. You will not believe what Venus Copley just did. He was already maxed out, almost doing the splits, and was still able to maintain long enough to make another lunge to make a second outstanding save.
One of my favorite saves of the season right there by Phoenix Copley. It was a highlight reel save, no doubt.
Well, no question. He made a couple real big saves in the first period, in the early going, when we just were not skating, when they had the jump and they came after us, and Phoenix had to bail us out.
So we're 1-1, Coach, after the first period of playing, and you and I talked about this. Was, for me, as a fan of the team, was the most frustrating thing, that we didn't come out a little bit tougher in that second period after basically getting a gift, being tied after 20 minutes to play there.
Well, you know, it's hard. You know, I thought we were, you know, we got to the first period, we sort of settled down, and they come out, and within, you know, 2 minutes, they score a goal on not a great play. I mean, they take a, you know, wrist shot from just inside the blue line, but it does get redirected, and we had trouble all weekend, our defensemen, picking up their sticks, or, you know, just taking sticks in front of the net, and this is a typical case of that. We have a player right with them, a defensive player, right with with Morley, who scores it. Well, they change. It wasn't Morley who scored the goal, but the guy who tipped it in, and we just, all you have to do is lift that guy's stick up off the ice or get a stick, and it's an innocent wrist shot from the point, other than being redirected.
Yeah, Tyler Morley got the assist. Brandon Morley, I think, got credit for the goal. I believe that's what it was at the 1:23 mark.
Up away from him, Shane Hanna will move it along, but it hit a skate. David Johnson coming back to help out. David Johnson's been out there for a long time. Scores right through as Morley used the screen in front of Copley, and Copley never saw the puck.
Well, it was weird because it looked like live that it was a great screen and Copley did see it. Then we saw a weird camera angle that looked like there was nobody in front. But there, he was screened a little bit, wasn't he?
No, there's nobody really in front. Okay. The guy who scored the goal was moving in a high slot and just just redirected enough to catch Phoenix off balance on that. But like I said, you know, here we are ready to have a good period, a minute and a half into the second period, they score. And like I said, that gives the other team, this team that scored, it gives them a boost and puts you on your heels again. And that's one of the issues with this game. We just couldn't, on the weekend, we could never, ever get the lead. We never had the lead. You know, we just could not get sustained any momentum in the game. Every time we sort of came back a little bit, especially Friday night in the game, they would counter.
Well, the Huskies, they gave up another goal to Josh Erickson at the 8:06 mark. This is an even strength goal. Nolan Youngman gets the assist, but Blake Hedla gets Michigan Tech back in the game. A nice goal here. This is the redirect, if I'm not mistaken, right, Coach?
Yes, it is.
Hedla redirects the shot from the point.
Rebound controlled by the Huskies, and coming back now is Sturros. 3-on-2 for Michigan Tech, across the line, over for Carroll. Carroll waits, holds on. Within one.
Yeah, that was the 3-on-2.
Yeah, that was a 3-on-2.
That was
rush,
really nice play by Tanner.
Oh, great play. Tanner showed great patience, but he set it all up with his speed. I thought Tanner skated well this weekend. I thought Tanner was one of the, you know, the few players who, you know, played a pretty good weekend, but he used his speed, and we had a middle drive. Reed Sturros really drove the net, so it opened that wide lane up, and Blake had, you know, the whole net to shoot at. And it was a big goal. It was a big goal. Now we're 3-2, and we're starting. I thought at this point the game is starting to turn a little bit in our favor, and like I said, that goal gave us a boost, and we're starting to play now.
And then two goals by Cody Kunick really set us back. A power play goal at the 6:19 mark.
Power play for Alaska. They control down low. Kunick coming out right to the front of the net. Rebound is there. Copley was down low spot. They score. Another power play goal for Fairbanks, and the Huskies could not get the puck out from in front of the net, and they go up by 2 again, 4-2 with their second power play goal of the game.
And I think that's what you're talking about, Coach. Kunick was at least too wax at it to put it in.
When you watch the tape back, you'll see our guys are. We have a guy there, but we're all trying to whack at the puck, and instead of just turning around and fronting their player and getting his stick or putting him on his rear end in front of the net. And you, when you also watch, we have a guy who's right there in the slot, and then he ends up leaving the area, instead of staying in there. And way too easy. And this is the disappointing thing. It's, we score, and 2 minutes later, they score. So we just could not get any momentum going in the game, and consequently, we just, we end up losing because of that.
And one of the other backbreaking goals, Kunick scores again.
Huskies trailing by two for the second time tonight. 3:28 left to go here in the second period. Pass up, breakaway for Kunick. He's in. Shoot, scores. Kunick, his second goal in just seconds, and the Canucks take a 5-2 lead with 3:21 remaining here in the second period.
Well, I wanted to ask you on this one, Coach. Is that the position of our defenseman on that? Was that the problem, or was what he did where he was the problem?
Well, a combination.
Okay.
Yeah, just a poor play overall, and that's, 20 seconds later, and to me, that was the weekend right there. That goal really set the stage for the rest of Friday night and the weekend, because now the game is starting to get away from you a little bit, and it gives them a ton of confidence, and it really put us on our heels, and that was a real tough play. I mean, like I said, because I thought we were starting to play better in the second period, starting to actually own some of the zone time territorial, and then we give up, obviously, an easy power play goal, and then that was the backbreaker right there. Just a real poor play by us. I mean, all they did was they just flipped it up in the air, and Kunick just takes off, and our defenseman goes down and just really misplays it. I mean, just poorly, and they walk in the one of the best players in the nation. Mm-hmm. We give him that opportunity, walks in, and he makes no mistake. And to me, at that point, we were in trouble.
Huskies then go into the third period. They get one back late in the game, but not before giving up two more. Jared Larson and Tyler Morley score at the 5:59 mark and the 9:08 mark. Jacob Johnstone gets a redirected puck into the net from a shot from the side. Walker Hyland and Chris Leibringer get the assist. And the final score, 7-3 in favor of Alaska. Shots were 40-27 in that game. Fairbanks 2-for-2 on the power play with 9 power play shots on goal. And Michigan Tech 1-for-3 on the man advantage with 5 shots on goal. You had Phillips in the third period on Friday night, Coach, and you had Phillips in the third period on Saturday night. I know we'll talk more about Saturday night's game, but overall, what were your thoughts on the goaltending the weekend?
Yeah, I thought for the most part, Phoenix, you can't really blame him on any of the goals, on the 5 goals that on Friday night. I mean, Kuna breakaway, the 2 power play goals, I mean, they're all alone in front, and they had 2 or 3 chances on him. The one, redirect to start the second period. So, and he made some real good saves, So we didn't give him much help in that game. And, and I took him out a third just to try and spark the team a little bit. And just in case we were going to go back with him Saturday, I didn't want him to get really embarrassed, because at that point, I wasn't sure. I knew our team would come out and play, but I wasn't sure what was going to happen, because now they've got a ton of confidence and they're really coming after us. So, but overall, I thought Phoenix had you can't blame him on really any of the goals. I mean, that was the worst defensive effort I've seen, I think, since I've been back to Michigan Tech by our team. I mean, not just one player. I mean, we were out of sorts on the blue line for whatever reason. I mean, we just did not look very good. And, we'll take, and our coaches have to take responsibility for that. For whatever reason, if, we didn't have them ready to play, or we didn't give them, the right information that they needed to, play well. But I just thought we just had a real tough weekend back on the blue line.
Alaska seemed to have a pretty good knack, especially on Friday night, getting behind our defenseman in front of the Phoenix Copley.
Well, it's our defenseman. We just for whatever reason, we were all over the place. We were out of sync. I mean, it was like opposite day or something like that. I've never seen us, that bad. And the nice thing about that, not the nice thing, there's no nice things about it, but I guess the thing about it is we've played so well. These defensemen have played so well, especially the young guys, and we've seen it, whether it's at Michigan or Notre Dame or against against Michigan State, or you name the teams, you know, Ferris State, that they've played extremely well against top-ranked teams in the country. So we know they have it. It's just one of those weekends that you don't want to have, Dirk, and it happens ever so often. Yeah. You're just really flat and out of sync, and just the harder you try, the worse you get.